Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Had enough of the election, have you? Well, there could be much more. And the excitement, if that's what it is, the uncertainty, the hostility and pressure and nervousness, the edginess that is discernible all about us right now, that could continue long after November 3rd. How? Why? And what is the likely result of basically a campaign after the election? We will speak about that with John Fund. He has literally written a book, actually a couple of books, on the dangers of voter fraud. What's fascinating to me is you hear both on the right and on the left big fears about a conspiracy to steal the election. People on the left think that President Trump is going to subvert our democracy and basically use every trick in the book to try to somehow steal an election that he is likely to lose. And then people on the right believe that the Democrats are preparing a coup, and they've actually convened some high-powered groups to prepare for that coup. We'll talk about that with John Fund, formerly of the Wall Street Journal, now writes regularly for National Review. We'll be speaking with John Fund coming up about the war game teams that have a grim take on what's going to happen with the election. I want to tell you at the outset that I actually have come increasingly to believe that one way or another, the election outcome will probably be known on the night of November 3rd. It may be late at night. It may be early the morning of November 4th, as it sometimes is. But there are enough states where they are allowing the counting of the mail ballots to really begin before Election Day that makes it, it seems to me, fairly clear, unless it's exceptionally close. Now, it was exceptionally close in several states last time. Certainly in the year 2000, it was exceptionally close in a number of states, and not just Florida. It was literally a few dozen votes in New Mexico that won that state for Al Gore. And Oregon, believe it or not, was amazingly close back in the year 2000 before it carried for Al Gore. So we will see what happens with all of that. But there are indications, and the indications are fairly solid, that things are tightening up in key states across the country. The hotline summary of polls points out, well, first of all, some news that is significant and that leads to some of these conspiracy theories as well. The state of Pennsylvania has just found that the verdict by the Supreme Court of the state of Pennsylvania has been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. It was upheld yesterday because the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania had decided, okay, we are going to allow ballots to arrive 3 days late because of fears about delays with mail, and we're going to allow those ballots to arrive 3 days late and still be counted. The Republicans appealed that decision that went right up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court decided by a 4-4 vote not to decide. And this is what happens. It's one of the reasons that people are very eager to get Amy Coney Barrett in her seat in the U.S. Supreme Court. Because when there is a 4-4 vote, it doesn't mean that either side gets a clear reading. What it means is they let the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania have its decision stand. And the vote by the way, was the three so-called liberals on the court, Sotomayor, Kagan, and Breyer, joined by Chief Justice John Roberts, and then Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Alito and Thomas on the other side. And what does that indicate? It indicates something that you see very, very clearly from Chief Justice Roberts, which is that in case after case, he wants to stand back and not get the Supreme Court of the United States involved, unless there is some kind of very, very clear violation of the Constitution or some kind of clear demonstration of a lower court like the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania exceeding its authority. The Supreme Court's ruling to allow Pennsylvania elections officials to count mail-in ballots received after Election Day underscores the political importance for Republicans of confirming Judge Amy Coney Barrett within the next 2 weeks. Now, I, by the way, am not one of those people. I don't think that Amy Coney Barrett is an automatic knee-jerk vote in favor of a Republican position. I think in a case like this, she may give deference, as Chief Justice Roberts did, to a state court in Pennsylvania. Chief Justice John Roberts joined the three liberal justices, creating the tie that effectively upheld the state Supreme Court ruling. President Trump has previously said that he thinks the election will go to the U.S. Supreme Court. If Roberts were to break with conservatives again, it would doom the president. What could possibly prevent that outcome? Barrett's confirmation, which some previously speculated could occur during a lame duck session. It's not going to occur during a lame duck session. It's going to occur before. It's going to occur on Sunday. And that's a good thing, because on something as important as a presidential election, you don't want it going back to an appellate court or to a state court simply because there is a tie. It would be terrific if there is some settled case by the Supreme Court with doctrine associated to it, with it. There's also new information about what's going on with Speaker Pelosi. Hotline writes, the clock is ticking for Speaker Pelosi to strike a COVID-19 relief deal with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin before the election. You're talking about these people, they are the odd couple, Mnuchin and Pelosi. Can you imagine how much time they've been spending together on trying to negotiate this thing and how pathetic it is that they haven't been able to do it? I do think that what Kayleigh McEnany said earlier today is correct, is that the reason that Nancy Pelosi has refused to do it is because they think it's to their advantage to prevent Trump from being able to go out there and in triumph say that, look, we've gotten a new COVID relief bill. The idea that the two sides are able to reach a deal, it could be a big win for House Democrats to take back to their districts 14 days before the election. But even without a deal, Democrats can blame Republicans and the mixed messages from Trump. Of course, they do want to blame everything on Trump. The latest polling, an ABC News, Washington Post poll of North Carolina found Biden leading Trump by 1 point. That's a tie. It's 49-48. You know what's extraordinary about that? They're only 3% undecided. Everybody's decided in North Carolina, and it's 49-48. A New York Times Siena College national poll found Biden leading Trump by 9 points. In Reuters Ipsos polls, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Biden up by 4 points, just past the margin of error. In Wisconsin, Biden up by 8 points. Then in Georgia, it's just incredible. Trump is leading Biden by 1 point. It's a tie. Michigan, that, of course, will be one of the key battlegrounds. We will get to that. And if it is as close in so many different states, six states worth of virtual tie right now, how does that get sorted out concerning disputes on balloting? We'll get to that. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved show, I was giving you some of that polling information because even when you look at the national polls, there's no question at all that Joe Biden is running ahead. And he's running ahead by a far greater margin than Hillary Clinton showed in 2016. And it's dramatically larger margin than Hillary Clinton by 6 points. And however, it is not a national election. We do not have a straight popular vote winner wins the presidency. As everybody knows from last time, when Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, President Trump won the Electoral College, and he won it fairly comfortably. He won it with 36 votes to spare in the Electoral College, which means that for Biden to win this election, he has to do more than flip Florida, though that would be a big push in his direction. I'm not at all sure that he will. I think that President Trump is more likely to win Florida. He has to both flip Florida and then some other state, like Arizona. He could do it by flipping Florida and Wisconsin, or Florida and Michigan. Florida and Pennsylvania would certainly do it for Biden. But all of these states are close. Crazy close. Texas is crazy close. Texas right now, according to a new Data for Progress poll, 47-46 for Biden. I do not believe that Biden is going to carry Texas. But the fact that it's even competitive right now shows you part of what we're looking at in this election. And there's also the question of voter registration. There's been a lot of attention paid to the idea that, of course, there are more Democrats than Republicans who are sending in paper ballots. Now, some of these have nothing to do with the states that Trump objects to, the states like California and the state of Washington and Utah, which Trump is going to carry anyway, New Jersey, Vermont, the states, there are nine of them, and the District of Columbia, where they send a ballot to every registered voter. Not to everybody, but to everyone who has taken the trouble to register and is still alive and verified as a registered voter, everybody gets a ballot. And the difficulty here with the objection to that sort of system is it's been working pretty well in states that have used it for a long time without a great many disputes in those states. In fact, fewer disputes than existed in those states like my state of Washington. We had gigantic election disputes that I think actually turned the election results. But it was before we had all mail-in ballots. One was in 2000, where our outstanding United States Senator, Republican Slade Gorton, lost an incredibly close race due to so-called provisional ballots. And provisional ballots are ballots that are handed out to people when they show up at elections. It has nothing to do with mail-in ballots. And then, of course, there was the disputed election with four recounts in 2004, a governor's election between Christine Gregoire and Dino Rossi. Now, none of those was the big problem, mail-in ballots. And with all of this facing the country right now, and some of the uncertainty that we're going to be talking about with John Fund about how this is ultimately resolved, of course, the debate has more relevance, more impact, perhaps than in recent times. I don't think the third debate between Hillary and Trump particularly changed anybody's mind. What changed some people's mind was the reinvestigation of Hillary's emails, because they had somehow made their way onto Anthony Weiner's laptop. Kelly McEnany, the president's press secretary, spoke on Fox this morning about her concerns about the debate that is coming up on Thursday night. Listen.
You even had Bob Dole calling them out, saying that this is not an effective bipartisan commission, and he's exactly right about this. They are staging this for Biden, and if you look through the topics, it was supposed to be foreign policy, you look through the topics, they've basically been hand-selected to set up Joe Biden for a win. It's appalling what we're seeing.
Well, that might be, but the president was arguing foreign policy is not on there, but you know the debate moderator, based on the rules, they have the authority to set up what topics are discussed.
Yes, and they set it up, didn't they? And they set it up exactly for Joe Biden. President Trump basically ensured that foreign policy would not be the topic of the debate when he negotiated not one, but two Middle East peace deals. He has a tremendous record, Joe Biden. Meanwhile, you look at him and worst foreign policy decision ever, never been right on it. Those are the words of Bob Gates. So it couldn't possibly be the topic. And Kirsten Welker certainly gave him some cover, didn't she?
But Joe Biden.
Okay, this is Kayleigh McEnany. The six topics, again, are, it includes national security, which I think obviously can encompass and should encompass foreign policy because that's what's involved in national security. National security, leadership, climate change, which actually is not a major concern of most voters, but okay. Race in America certainly does turn up. And concerns of American people and American families. I wonder what she's going to ask about that. Is she going to ask about the economic well-being of those families? And then fighting COVID-19. Nothing there, and we're talking about this with Lanhee Chen, about the possible crisis that we all are facing with the deficit and the rising national debt. And I do think that when they come to leadership and to race in America, it is natural for President Trump to bring up outrages. And one of those outrages divides Democrats, so it's a good thing for him to bring up. The story we covered yesterday briefly, that the San Francisco School Board has basically given 44 different schools, that's one-third of all the schools in San Francisco, until December 18th to come up with new names. And it's just incredible. I mean, they want to question the names that have been put onto anyone's school. Of course, they're going after Washington and Lincoln and Jefferson and James Monroe. But also people, they have a Dianne Feinstein elementary school, and that's considered questionable. What did Dianne Feinstein do? I mean, you'd think she'd be a liberal heroine. She's not. She was mayor of San Francisco. Do you know why they want to get rid of Dianne Feinstein Elementary? Because when she was mayor in 1986, you know, 34 years ago, when she was mayor, she allowed the replacement of a vandalized Confederate flag that had been part of a historic display of different flags from around the world in City Hall. And when somebody vandalized the stars and bars, the Confederate flag, she had it replaced. And for that reason, they have to take her name away from an elementary school in San Francisco. This stuff is nuts. And it's a very big challenge for Kamala Harris. How would she answer what's going on in her hometown? We will be right back with the outcome of the election. How will it finally be determined? With John Fund coming up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president says he'd go above and beyond $2.2 trillion. President Trump saying Tuesday that he's willing to go above the initial House bill for a coronavirus stimulus package, but would he find support within his own party? White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow believes he would. He tells Fox News the support should be there if the stimulus funds are properly targeted.
Unemployment assistance, small business assistance, airline assistance, COVID school assistance. Let's keep the schools open. Let's open more schools. In other words, the key targeted areas, he would go beyond what Democrats have provided.
Drug manufacturer AstraZeneca could resume their trial of a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as this week. According to reports, the company may be ready to restart its trial in the United States after reviewing a serious illness in the study. The trial was halted on September 6th after one of the study's participants came down with a serious spinal inflammatory disorder. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show. Pleased to welcome back our friend John Fund of National Review, a longtime member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He has literally written the book on election fraud and knows as much as anybody out there about the mechanics of election, which is an increasing concern for people around the country. A fascinating piece, which we post on our website, that he wrote, which is called Election Day. What if we have no winner for months? Okay. John, first of all, do you think it is likely that we might have no winner for months? Or is this just a possibility, sort of a doomsday scenario that it's intriguing to play out?
Well, remember, we never thought that we'd go 37 days without knowing who the president was in 2000. So it's entirely possible if an election is close, and we're going to see far more lawsuits than we did in 2000 under Bush v. Gore. So the answer is it's unlikely, but I think this election is going to close in the last few days, just as it closed for, you know, George H.W. Bush in 1992 and Bob Dole in 1996. They gained 10 to 15 points in the polls in the last 2 weeks of the campaign. So
yeah, but they ended up losing by 8 points anyway.
Well, 5.5 in one case and 8 in the other. But the point is, there was a surge at the end, is my point. And if Trump were to have a comparable surge, Trump is now just at about 9 or 10 points down. And in addition, if you look at the battleground states, since we elect by the Electoral College, look, go to Real Clear Politics right now, Michael, 4.3 spread in the battleground states right now, 4.3% spread.
Yeah, which is just beyond the margin of error. I agree with you, and I've been saying to my listeners all along that this is probably going to be a tight election. But you were talking before about the 37 days of indecision during Bush v. Gore in 2000. You've got to admit that Florida race, any way you slice it, was freakishly close. That's unusual. I mean, last time Michigan was close, Michigan was, what is it, two-tenths of 1% was the margin by which Trump won. But he would have won even without Michigan.
Just remember, in 2000, Florida was freakishly close because we paid all our attention to Florida because it was 26-27 electoral votes. But, Michael, Oregon, New Mexico.
Yeah, and New Mexico, right.
Iowa. I mean, we're all very, very close.
Okay.
That same year. So you can have more than one state that's freakishly close.
Sure. Do you think that these arguments are going to be about voter suppression, or are they going to be about how the ballots are actually counted as they were largely?
I'm very worried about what the Supreme Court did on Monday night. They left in place a Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling that said you can count ballots that arrive by Friday night after the election. That's 3 days. And they don't have to have a proper postmark. In fact, they'll be counted even if they don't have a proper postmark unless there's clear and convincing evidence that they were mailed after the election day. That is an open and grave invitation to fraud, because all you have to do is figure out how many votes you need, and then you can drum up enough ballots, drop them in the mail on Wednesday morning, and they're almost certainly going to arrive by Friday night, and you could have massive voter fraud, and it's like a bright, flashing neon sign saying, this is how you do it.
Okay, let me ask you a question. As I understand the decision, the ballots, if they have a clear postmark, and the postmark is after Election Day, they don't get counted.
That's correct. But remember,
okay, so hold on. In the scenario for fraud, how do you arrange that the post office is going to mess up the postmark, which would be necessary for your fraud to work?
Because most of the counties are using business reply mail to send the ballots. The post office does not postmark business reply mail.
Okay, so there's no postmark on it. Got it.
There's none. None.
And also, the what you talk about here is you talk about a number of groups. There's one group, the TIP group, which appears to lean liberal, and then a couple of conservative-leaning groups that got together to do war games about playing this out. One scenario that you seem to be particularly concerned about, and I wanted to get this straight, John, is the scenario that there are governors, Democratic governors, who claim there was voter suppression, and they then submit their own slate of electors, and that at some point there is no majority in the Electoral College, and that you say that the House would unilaterally vote to install Biden as president. But
no,
for that to happen,
it depends which party has the majority of the state delegations, because each state casts only one vote.
Right. So, and however, that's up. It's 26 to 24 right now. Actually, it's worse than it's 26, I think, to 22 with two state delegations evenly divided.
Right.
Yeah, tied. So wouldn't they need to actually, in other words, the Republicans are going to maintain control of the majority of the House delegations unless...
Not necessarily.
Either
it depends how the election goes.
Correct. But they would need, the Democrats would need to break those two tie delegations, one of which is Pennsylvania, and then they would also need to take one of the Republican delegations away. Which one are they concentrating on?
Well, just remember, if you don't have 26 state delegations, you don't elect a president. So if it's 25 to 22 with two delegations tied, you don't get a president. It's
right.
A stalemate.
And then the vice president, becomes president, who's elected
after
by the
after he's selected
new Senate. Correct.
Right.
But, and it's by the new Senate, which a lot of people forget about, and the new Senate, what is the new Senate's 50-50?
Well, yeah. then Vice President Mike Pence, who's Vice President until January 20th, would be in a very uncomfortable position, wouldn't he?
Well, yeah, what's his position? Who gets elected, who gets up there on the podium on the 20th?
Well, it would be very bad for this country if Mike Pence cast the deciding vote for himself to become president. I don't think that would be good for the country. It would certainly be preferable to having Kamala Harris or Joe Biden as president, but I think it would lead to a great deal of anger and even unrest.
I see. You're talking about the not out of the question position where there's no majority of the House delegations and where each state gets one vote. Alaska gets the same number of votes as California. There would be no majority for Republicans or for Democrats. And then the Senate, the new Senate, is supposed to vote. But the chances are, what do you think the chances are that Democrats take control of the Senate?
I think it's less likely than not. But if the election were as close as the scenario would indicate, Republicans would probably do well enough to maintain a narrow majority in the Senate. But I do think we have to discuss and worry about these possible hypotheticals, because better to discuss them now and have a debate than have them surprise us.
No, I think it is very much worthwhile discussing, even though some of them may be far-fetched. How do you think President Trump would feel about Mike Pence being installed in his place? I'm not sure he would be enthusiastic.
Given that it's Joe Biden as the alternative, I think he would come around to see the bright side of the street.
Let us hope that we are able to avoid all of this confusion. John Fund of National Review, what a thought-provoking piece he has written. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
That I think conservatives can celebrate rightly. And first of all, and most importantly, the Hill is reporting and confirming that the Senate will vote not as early as people had anticipated, but the Senate will vote on Monday, not over the weekend. The vote for the committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee, is going to be apparently Thursday, the same day as the debate. And the vote is set. I mean, the votes are there to confirm Amy Coney Barrett, and that's very good news. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said during his weekly press conference that with regard to the Supreme Court Justice, we'll be voting to confirm Justice to be Barrett next Monday. That's coming right up 8 days before the election. And that's a beautiful thing. And it's an appropriate thing. And it's a way of honoring and elevating a model public servant. And anybody, regardless of your ideological orientation, has to be impressed by this woman's intellect, her temperament, her strength and dignity. She is a perfect nominee, and she really is, and she deserves speedy confirmation. I think this will be another signature accomplishment in our effort to put on the courts, the federal courts, men and women who believe in the quaint notion that maybe the job of a judge is to actually follow the law, so said Senator McConnell. And more good news. A rapper has been arrested. For what? The New York Times reports that a rapper who boasted in a music video about getting rich by fraudulently applying for unemployment has been accused of using stolen identities to obtain more than $1.2 million in jobless benefits, the authorities said. Fontrell Antonio Baines, 31 years old, who performs under the designation Nuke Bizzle, was, does Nuke Bizzle mean something, Jeremy? What am I missing here? A Bizzle must be something I can only imagine. And Nuke, well, we know what Nuke means. Nuke Bizzle was arrested on Friday, right before the weekend. He was charged with three felonies, access device fraud, aggravated identity theft, and interstate transportation of stolen property, federal prosecutors said. If convicted, he faces up to 22 years in prison. Now, this is a good thing, to put an individual like this in prison. Listen to this. Mr. Baines, who's from Memphis but lives in Los Angeles, used stolen identities to apply for unemployment benefits through California's Employment Development Department. So said the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California. The money was distributed as part of a federal program that extended unemployment benefits to self-employed workers, independent contractors, and others who found themselves without a safety net during the pandemic. The authorities said that 92 debit cards that had been loaded with a total of more than $1.2 million in benefits were mailed to addresses that Mr. Baines had access to in Beverly Hills and the Koreatown neighborhood of L.A. Mr. Baines gained access to more than $704,000 through cash withdrawals, some of which were made in Las Vegas, the authorities said. Okay, is it a good idea for people to be able to do cash withdrawals if they have an address in L.A. and go to Las Vegas, take out $704,000 in cash? Is it possible that people might be tempted, oh, I don't know, maybe to use this money in less productive ways? In a music video for the song EDD that was posted to YouTube last month, Mr. Baines and another rapper, Fat Wizza, boasted about getting rich off EDD. EDD stands for the Employment Development Department. The rappers brag in the video about their swagger for EDD while holding stacks of EDD envelopes and about getting rich by going to the bank with a stack of these. A disclaimer below the video says that it was made with props for entertainment purposes. It's not clear when the disclaimer was added or even that they really were props. Mr. Baines also bragged about the scheme in videos posted to his Instagram account. What a fool. I mean, yes, these bureaucracies are terrible, especially in California. But honestly, how terrible do you have to be if somebody is posting stuff on YouTube and on Instagram and bragging about how he's ripping you off? $1.2 million? It just gives you some sense of... We're talking earlier today with Lonnie Chen, Dr. Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution, about the looming budget crisis. And this is something that President Trump, if he gets a second term, could make as a focus of his administration, or if Joe Biden is elected, he ought to make it a focus, is just cracking down ruthlessly on fraud. Food stamps fraud continues to be a problem. Medicare fraud is a huge problem. And again, you're talking about $1.2 million for this yo-yo? Meanwhile, speaking of yo-yos, 50 Cent said, I don't care, Trump doesn't like black people. Remember, he was fairly famous, or was that Kanye was famous for saying President Bush doesn't like black people? 50 Cent endorsed President Trump, rejecting Joe Biden's 60% plus tax plans for people earning over $400,000 in some states. The rapper, who is 45, has endorsed Donald Trump, he's a rapper and an actor. For president, he's blasted Joe Biden's tax policies, which will impact those like him who make $400K or more a year. He said, I don't care. Trump doesn't like black people. 62%. Are you out of your beep mind? The high tax rates would not apply to people who make less than $400,000 annually, which makes for about 98.2% of Americans. Of course, that's not entirely true, because some of the high taxes would be passed down the line, as the Wall Street Journal has shown. The current top U.S. statutory tax rate is 37%, with the average wage earner in the highest tax bracket actually paying 26.8% after help from their accountants. Feedback was varied to the rapper's stated political decision. It sounds like 50 Cent is one of those guys who might not be terribly bothered by the fact that President Trump apparently did not pay much in taxes over the last 20 years. The last 15 years, certainly. A rapper Ice Cube is also, and rappers in the news, clarifying his comments about working with President Donald Trump on a plan geared toward helping black Americans. He's taken that back. He said, I didn't run to go work with any campaign. Both campaigns contacted me, he told Chris Cuomo on CNN. Both campaigns wanted to talk to me about the contract with Black America. One campaign said, we love what you have, but let's really dig into it after the election. And one campaign said, we love what you have. Do you mind talking to us about it? And that's what I did, so I didn't run to nobody. Ice Cube has long been critical of Trump, having even released a 2018 song titled Arrest the President. So it was a shock to many who learned that the NWA rapper and Hollywood star had been working together with the president. Look, this is part of the president's efforts to increase the percentage of the vote from African Americans. Last time against Hillary Clinton, he got 8%. Current polling shows him not doing quite that well, at least if you take averages of the various polls. However, could he surprise people? Sure. That's the nature of these elections. When we come back, we'll talk about the conspiracy theory that seems to be taking over the national consciousness. So much talk about it on social media and in mainstream media and across the board. What is the conspiracy about, and where's the evidence? We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
School is back in.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.